For more about 702, go to 702.co.za.
We've got Funnies coming up. Jason Goliath, he's going to be talking to us on the line about his new show at the Iyabuya Hip Hop Art Festival and what makes people funny. There are a couple of questions have come to us via WhatsApp. Vusi wanted to know what the website was for the guest on our SMEs, and I'm just looking for it now. Hold on, I've got it for you. It's typical, isn't it? It's just disappeared. I'll find it for you again. Here we go. It's www.edgegrowth.com. So do get in touch with us. And also more comments about Nikki's conversation. People just saying, you know, how sad it is that children rely on their parents' devices nowadays to be better parents, and schools as well, when in actual fact, all of it should start at home.
702. Let's walk the talk.
Streaming countrywide on the 702 app.
Jason Goliath, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's going to be a tough one, isn't it, talking about humor and what makes people laugh? Because I believe this is what you're going to be testing on the audience.
Listen, it's not as tough as waking up the time that you do to do your show. So it's going to be tough, but don't feel too bad for us. Making people laugh is nice because it generally happens in the evening and everybody's in a good mood. But I'm in a very good mood this morning.
Why is that?
Because I get to talk to you about jokes, and I've never felt more official because, you know, somebody that is talking about global things on global stages is now speaking about jokes in South Africa with Jason Goliath, and it makes me very happy to be on the air with you, and it feels extremely official.
Well, good. I'm glad to make it official. I'm glad I've made you happy. So let's spread that love and tell us about your new show.
So this is what it's about. So COVID did a crazy thing and closed every comedy club on the continent down. Obviously, live entertainment suffered. And the issue with that was South African comedy was ahead of the rest of the continent because we had lots of stages to practice and try out stuff and engage with audience and develop content and get depth and fitness and become even funnier. And that's all been taken away. So Nicholas Goliath and I were sitting and thinking of an ingenious way to come up with not only creating content, but also possibly giving audiences a little peek behind the curtain. So we came with a concept called Is That Even Funny? And essentially, it's the most engaging show we've ever done. Because what happens is we have a list of gags that we've either been thinking of, working on, or funny stories that we'd like to introduce to the stage. And we try them out one by one and develop those bits with the audience. At the end of the process, the audience gets to decide, is that even funny? And that's what the name of the show is. So Is That Even Funny? Is happening at Jay Something's new spot on Friedman Drive, Sandton. So then 22 Friedman Drive, it's called Artistry, and essentially it's this beautiful new space that is, I don't only think wonderful for people who love live entertainment, but also anybody who loves food and just a great night out in Sandton. It'll be Nicholas Goliath, myself, and one of our great friends, Eugene Corza, a South African stalwart and legend of comedy, of course, is going to be joining us. And what you can expect is a night full of fun, a night full of being able to understand the intricacies of developing comedy, developing gags, and essentially how much work we actually put in to preparing a story that will make you laugh, whether you like it or not, on stage. The tickets are available at web tickets at 100 bucks each. And my advice is, if you're not doing anything on Sunday evening, come through. Have a night in Sandton. It's Jason Goliath, Nicholas Goliath, and Eugene Corza, and it's going to be quite wonderful.
Oh, I might take you up on that as well.
Please do.
I will. So I like the fact that you start off with a joke, and then I assume you, as you said, throw to the audience. And then will they develop that with you? I mean, will they come up with some lines that you might include into the joke, include into the work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the audience is extremely in engaged to the point that the show becomes quite conversational at a point. So each of the comedians will have a list of gags on stage. The audience will decide, A, which of those stories they'd like to hear, based on the names of the stories only as the clue. The comedian will then get to perform that bit and then develop it not only with the other two comedians, but with suggestions and add-ons and replacing a word with a funnier word or a place with a funnier place. Or perhaps just, you know, helping the story develop into something that from the perspective of the comedian, it never could have, but perhaps an audience member has a funny experience that could be added to it. So it really gives the audience a chance to not only understand the intricacies, but also possibly hear, you know, some of the advice being spread to help people laugh around the world.
And if anyone's a little bit nervous about doing it in front of so many people, I mean, the nice thing about radio, you can't really see who's listening. So somebody who wants to speak to you can call in this morning on 011-883 and 0702, and they might try something on you. You might throw out a line or two which they can pick up. And I should imagine when you're doing this live, I mean, you've really got to be on form, right? You've got to pick up what has been thrown at you and turn it into something magic. What's the trick behind
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, look, I think that the great gift when it comes to, you know, kind of making stuff up and on the spur of the moment and adding the great aromatic spice of improv to your performance experience is the big word. So, you know, we've all been doing it for more than 12 years now. Eugene, I think, is approaching 20 years strong in the game. And that level of experience definitely helps you. Not only I think understand the science and the language of funny, but you have so much experience with people and different cultures that it doesn't matter what people throw at you. What your brain automatically does is it's trained to find the shortest distance to a laugh.
Right. Okay.
And that's what you do. You put them together, create the context, make sure they're relatable, and bang them out. And then you pray that they work.
And if they don't, you scrap that
one. If they don't, I think everybody who's been to a live comedy show has seen a comedian bomb. And that is the funniest part for other comedians. So what you kind of hope is that your stuff works and the next guy's doesn't. And then you can have a laugh at the fact that bombing is the most horrific thing to happen to you on stage. Having a gag not land is terrible. But again, as you get more experience, you realize that, you know, funny... just like taking offense is a very subjective thing, and people will decide what makes them laugh subjectively, as well as they'll decide what offends them subjectively. And sometimes something can be both. And I think it's an intelligent comedian's job to A, find the difference, and then B, be able to kind of trot as close to the line as possible.
I really respect comedians. When I was living in the UK, I covered the Edinburgh Festival for about 7 years in a row.
Yes.
Lucky me. And I focused a lot on the comedy circuit. And what I found was amazing is how when the comedian walks in and they start, there's always a bit of hostility coming from the audience. It's a bit like, I dare you. Go on. Are you going to make me laugh? Aren't you? And then it's watching that comedian get through those first 5 minutes or so is quite something.
So I think that audience response is a very natural one. So imagine you were in a room or you were sitting at a table having dinner, and somebody arrived at that table that you'd never seen before, sat down and said, okay, everybody, I'm about to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's that split second, you know, before you actually allow them to make you laugh, that your brain even goes, I dare you.
Yeah.
So if somebody has that type of confidence and they believe, and essentially that's what stand-up comedy is. You walk onto stage, often in a room full of strangers, and you commit to being able to make them laugh. And people, definitely South Africans also, have that, prove it, show me what you're made of.
Mm.
And that lasts generally until the first laugh. And as soon as that first laugh is out the door, it's the floodgates, and I have witnessed the floodgates never opening. So it's not also a guarantee, but that's what makes it difficult and interesting. But that's also what makes it so satisfying when it works, and I think why we're all so in love with and addicted to our craft.
And I mean, because it really is a judgment, an immediate judgment, isn't it? I mean, there's no going home and pondering whether it worked or not.
No. We know immediately. So like with you sometimes, perhaps it's the phone lines aren't lit up or if Twitter isn't lit up, you don't know people's opinions until a few seconds later. Where with stand-up comedy, you know immediately. I know you hate me before I've got to the punchline. You know immediately.
Yeah. And you talked about how funny it is to watch other comedians crash and burn. What is so funny about seeing funny in the sad? I mean, how come sometimes sadness can be so funny? And how hard is it to get the funny out of the sad?
So personally, I mean, I don't think sadness is funny. But I think that when you exist in a space where there's so much sadness, funny becomes the crutch. Funny becomes the vehicle that helps you navigate through the heaviness. And I think that South Africans in particular, because we've got not only such a colorful past, but such an emotional, painful, dark, angry sometimes past. Sometimes the only way to deal with those delicate, difficult subjects is with a bit of humor. I mean, you know, I had one of my friends say to me the other day, "I'm so jealous of you." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "No, when my wife fights at me, I'm not as equipped as you are with English to soften the blows, calm her down, and change her mood. Where I'm sure when your wife fights with you, you know exactly what to say. You make jokes even when she's angry."
I hope you don't. That would make her really angry, right?
Look, I laugh at the sentiment because the fact that somebody assumes that my jokes are so powerful, they can you know, create happiness within the context of a wife where it doesn't exist.
That's
yes, at
something.
Times I do get away with. I get away with a little bit more, but at the end of the day, I'm just like every other husband. I know where the dog box is, and I make sure that it's very comfortable.
You could get a Nobel Peace Prize for that.
But I'm working on it, James.
Good.
I'm working on it. The speech that will save your marriage and your life, I'm working on it.
If you crack that, you'll make an absolute fortune. So I wanted to ask you something. I about 4 years ago, interviewed Coconut Kells. And I played it very dry, and there's a clip that's doing the rounds. It sort of resurfaced about 3 months ago, and it's just her talking about Woolworths water. And anyway, it was very, very funny. But I mean, the comments I got from people, they were like, "Wow, Jane, that's totally inappropriate," and it was quite hard to read because it was taken out of the bigger context. But there are so many cultural sensitivities. People are sensitive about certain topics. How do you make sure that you don't offend people, or is that just part of the territory? Offend,
man,
you must.
It's running, you know, I think that stand-up comedy has become running naked through a rose garden at night. You can't see the thorns, you can't see, but you're definitely going to get hurt at some point. You just gotta pray. But again, I think experience becomes key. I think that, again, you know, I once had a wise American female comedian say that every joke offends someone, and that's the problem with humor. And I think the more experience you get, it's the ability to understand that yes, we're using humor, and hopefully you laugh at awkward subjects. But I think there's got to be so much intelligence and be able to create a narrative that, let's call it the layman would not be able to curate. So I think you can get away with just about anything. I mean, I've watched comedians get away with topics that I would never attempt because I don't find them funny. But it's very much like a roast. So the key ingredients for a roast battle before the jokes are love. If you are roasting from a perspective of love, if you are speaking about a subject from a perspective of love, compassion, empathy, it doesn't really matter how much humor you add around it. People will always pick up your sensitivity. Comedy, of course, also, and making people laugh, lowers the barriers, I believe, to entry in one's mind. So you can address subject matter that would otherwise be either awkward or impossible to come to a resolution, or something that would just generally be very, very difficult to talk about because of, you know, cultural and social sensitivities. But comedy often provides a conduit for people to have conversations because it's lighter. But the second you try and make funny without love, so if you are attacking somebody's culture and roasting them from a position of hate, that's not funny, never will be, and it doesn't land on the audience. So when you see a guy make a joke about a topic that you think it's too soon, and he gets away with it, it's generally because there was love involved in the recipe, and you're using humor to soften the blow, make the idea more comfortable, and help people that would otherwise take a little bit longer to get over the line.
Okay, sadly, we've got to let you go, but I'll see you on Sunday. Do you want to throw out one of your testers on us?
Yes.
Before you go?
No, I'm not throwing out any testers. This is the beauty about stand-up comedy. We have debit orders too, so you've got to buy a ticket to come to and test it with us live.
Fair enough.
Because people are always like, just tell us a joke. And I'm like, no, I've never walked up to an accountant in the street and said, just do my taxes quickly just to show me that you can before I actually give you the business.
That's good point. Suitably chastised.
Exactly. Go to WebTickets. The show's called Is That Even Funny? The lineup this Sunday evening, again, is Nicholas Goliath, Jason Goliath, and one one of your and South Africa's favorite, Eugene Khoza. And then, of course, we do it all again, also on web tickets for the Johannesburg International Comedy Festival. That happens at the end of the month, from the 31st of March to the 1st of April. And that happens out at Empress Palace, where the best of the best in Africa and South Africa, I mean, Basket Mark is coming to South Africa. I am so excited. So all of that information is available at web tickets for JSS if you're at it. But we'll see you at Artistry, 22 Friedman Drive, Sunday evening. Tickets available right now at web tickets. Do the right thing. Go and get the tickets. The show starts nice and early, 6 p.m., so don't be late.
Okay. Best of luck. Break a leg and all of that stuff. Good to talk to you.